Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, sometimes life feels like a runaway train with no brakes, right? You know that feeling when you have a million things on your plate, deadlines are looming, and self-control is basically a distant memory? Well, today we're diving into the superpower that can help us navigate all that chaos, self-discipline. Think of it like this. Self-discipline isn't just about being super strict with yourself or saying no to every pizza party, though. Sometimes you do gotta draw the line. It's about training your mind and body to act in ways that align with your goals, even when motivation is MIA. It's the difference between hitting snooze 5 times and actually waking up early to crush that workout you planned. It's about making choices that contribute to a more fulfilling life, even when those choices aren't always the most exciting ones in the moment. So, how do we actually build this thing called self-discipline? Buckle up, because here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start small and celebrate wins. This is huge. Trying to overhaul your entire life overnight is a recipe for burnout. Instead, pick one small habit you want to cultivate. Maybe it's drinking more water, going for a walk after lunch, or reading for just 15 minutes before bed. Once you've mastered that, add another tiny change. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is self-discipline. Celebrate every win, no matter how small. 2. Visualize your success. Ever notice how athletes visualize their wins before a big game? It's not just superstition, it actually works. Spend a few minutes each day picturing yourself successfully executing the habit you're trying to build. Feel the satisfaction of achieving your goals, and let that positive energy fuel you. 3. Create your environment for success. Think about the little things in your environment that can either help or hinder you. If you want to eat healthier, ditch those tempting junk food aisles at the grocery store. Want to get more exercise? Make it easier by having your workout clothes ready the night before. Sometimes, a few small changes in your surroundings can make a world of difference. 4. Don't be afraid to say no. This one is tough, I know. But learning to say no to things that don't align with your goals is essential for building self-discipline. It doesn't mean you have to be rude or antisocial, but it does mean prioritizing what matters most. Think of it as saying yes to yourself and your aspirations. 5. Find your accountability partner. Surround yourself with people who support your journey. Having someone to check in with, share progress with, and even vent to when things get tough can make a huge difference. You could find an accountability buddy, join a group of like-minded individuals, or simply confide in a trusted friend or family member. Now let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah had this goal to start running again after taking some time off due to a busy work schedule and stress. She knew she wanted to feel healthier, more energized, and have that sense of accomplishment that comes with hitting the pavement. But getting started felt overwhelming. She'd set goals in the past only to fall back into old habits. So Sarah did something really smart. She found an accountability buddy, a friend who also wanted to get back into running. They scheduled runs together, cheered each other on through tough moments, and celebrated their progress. The shared commitment made all the difference. They held each other accountable, kept things fun, and Sarah finally started seeing real results. She felt more confident, energized, and proud of herself. Thus, having a friend by her side made the whole journey more enjoyable. T. That's self-discipline in action, small steps, consistency, support, and celebrating those wins along the way. Remember, building self-discipline isn't about becoming some rigid robot who never indulges. It's about making conscious choices that empower you to live a more fulfilling life. Start small, celebrate your victories, create an environment that supports your goals, don't be afraid to say no, and find someone to cheer you on. You got this. And keep tuning in for more tips and tricks to build your stoic core. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep rocking it out there.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.